It's no secret 2020 has been rough. 2021 should get better, right? But for those who have struggles with alcoholism thrown into the mix, that's a whole other complication. For anyone that knows those struggles, it might be interesting to know that Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, have multiple groups that meet every day in Swiss Romande, including groups in English. I spoke with Michael. I won't give his last name because, well, that's the anonymous part of AA kicking in there. But I spoke with Michael from AA recently about what this last year has been like with distanced meetings and limited capacity, virtual meetings, and of course, they've been operating on the good old phone. Now, most of my own experience of AA has been through watching movies, so I asked Michael if there were any movies that were fairly accurate.
I don't know what movies you've seen or shows. I've seen a few, and the few that I have seen are reasonably close to what happens. I mean, the meetings are quite simple, and each meeting is slightly different. So there's some texts that are read that would be standard, and that has to do how it works, for example. Once the reading is done and the meeting is open, the meeting can be a topic meeting or it can be other things. Each group decides for itself. But the basic idea is that people share, can be on a topic or whatever it's on their mind related to alcohol and recovery. You know, somebody raises their hand and it's like, my name is Michael, I'm an alcoholic. And then people say, hi, Michael. And all that stuff is real. The meetings can be extremely emotional. The goal is to help people. And we have people who walk in literally who might perhaps even still be drunk or have just done something, you know, shocking for them at least. And they're a little bit reluctant to speak, but they finally do. And people can, you know, be extremely emotional, be in tears. But the overwhelming sensation during a meeting is one of love and acceptance, ultimately. And the goal is to, again, listen. And people are very respectful. So, you know, there's a few basic rules. Do not interrupt anybody. Do not make any, you know, there's no conversation. Everybody speaks for themselves and not for others. That's basically the way it unfolds.
That's interesting. I didn't know that about the limited conversation element. The things that I know is that there are 12 steps. There's a process there, and that there are, I believe, different, is it chips or tokens that you get at different times? Can you talk me through both of those things?
Yes. Okay. There are 12 steps, which is something that all fellows are encouraged to go through. Everything we do, everything that is suggested is just that. It's a suggestion. There is nobody in charge. There's nobody forcing anything. It's up to every person, every fellow, to decide how they want to, you know, evolve and progress and stay sober. The tokens you refer to are indeed tokens or chips, whatever you want to call them, that recognize a certain time of continuous sobriety. So we have chips for example, 24 hours. Somebody who's just starting, like I've been sober for 24. Good, great. Basically the normal sequence would be 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, and then multiple years. And we have people who have literally just walked off the street and don't even have 24 hours yet. And we have people with 35 more years of continuous sobriety.
So if someone is listening to this now and thinking, it sounds hard, because first of all, standing up in front of people and just talking about your journey and talking about some hard things that you have gone through and maybe some difficult things that you're not very proud of, that's actually really hard in itself at the best of times.
Yes, you're right. And at first it can be very intimidating. That's why there's great attention spent on newcomers to make people feel welcome, to make people feel comfortable. And that's why also the rules exist such as they are in terms of, you know, never commenting on anybody's share. We call them shares when people speak. There's no conversation. So the danger with a conversation is yes, but, or you should try the, whatever. It's no. Everybody speaks on their own terms. Newcomers might take a little time before they speak, but usually the feeling of welcome and understanding and non-judgment is so strong that, very surprisingly, people are pretty quick to speak up. And I've even at one point taken the hotline, for example, and I was surprised. You know, you call up a number, you don't know who's on the other side, and you're sharing things that have just happened. You know, you had a huge fight with your wife, you've, you know, smashed furniture, whatever it is. And people do. So I think it has to do with the ambiance in the rooms, that people understand this is a safe place to say anything. And again, that's why confidentiality, the notion of anonymity, is so critical.
So you might be thinking, okay, I mean, I had this vision of an AA meeting of some chairs all around in a circle, as I go back to these movies and TV series.
Right.
Of course, in times of COVID, it's not quite been the same. How have things been over the last 12 plus months?
That's a very good question. So we, like so many other people, have gone to Zoom, basically. Internet connections. There are now a few meetings that have resumed. We follow the OFSP rules. Right now, there's no meetings with more than 10 people. There's a social distance. People are wearing masks. People use the stuff for their hands, et cetera, et cetera. Most of them are still on Zoom, and some of them, in fact, will continue on Zoom.
Have you found it somehow easier because you're doing it from the comfort of your own home, or harder because it's through a screen?
I think that depends on the person. For some people, it is more comfortable. You're at home or maybe somewhere in your office environment, but in a closed space. Some people avoid them altogether. I have some fellows who are of a certain age and just the whole computer thing doesn't speak to them. So they use the old-fashioned method, which is the phone, and they talk to the other fellows. There's several schools of thought. Also, some people will tell you that going to the meeting physically, that means getting up, getting dressed, getting cleaned, driving or taking a bus to go somewhere, is all part of the recovery. You have to make an effort to do this. And they might say that it's a little bit too comfortable to be on Zoom. Other people say, oh, thank goodness I can do this because I live in the middle of nowhere. And, I'd have to drive for 3 hours to get somewhere. And this is a lifesaver. So you have a little bit of everything. But there are no rules. There is no sign up. So if somebody is allergic to, and I'm very uncomfortable with people in general, that has been one of my problems. And yet here I am sharing. Here I am on the phone with you. So you sort of get comforted into it, and it is a very, very wonderful thing to be able to help someone. Also, it's a very wonderful thing for people who've gone through it not to be drinking anymore.
Well, we appreciate you being here and sharing with us. Tell me just quickly, the Geneva English Speaking Fellowship itself, tell me how people can find out more information
Sure.
about the English speaking AA groups in
So
and
the
around
English
Geneva.
speaking, you can look on the internet under aageneva.org. There's also a phone number, so 079-466-5330. That number works all the time. The website is there. You can click. You can see that the luxury of being in the Geneva area is that there are meetings basically every day and even multiple times a day. So anyone is welcome to come. Now, the only requirement is for someone to have the desire to stop drinking. Sometimes a meeting, we have open meetings, and that means somebody who's simply curious about AA could pop in. And that's usually posted on the website under the meetings. But there are meetings every day of the week.
That's Michael there explaining how Alcoholics Anonymous is currently working. We'll put a link up to the pages that he mentioned and the phone number he gave on our website, worldradio.ch.